We started it, this is our third year. And when we did start it, it was my husband's idea, and he had seen a sign somewhere on the internet that said, you know, need a coat, take one, have a coat, leave one. And so that's kind of where the idea came from. Also, from my past history, I have a son who's been homeless numerous times on the street. And so I kind of have a heart for helping others. So we started it 3 years ago. We just put the sign out, went out and bought some coats at a thrift store, and thought, well, we'll see what happens. So since then, it's pretty much become self-sustaining. It pretty much, I think, if you're doing something that's good and positive, it will prosper. And yes. So that's what happened with this. It pretty quickly became something that was really aware in the community. Another thing about it is that we just wanted to look around our neighborhood. And our neighborhood here around Carfi has a lot of people that are walking the streets that may just be temporarily without a home. Some of them are homeless. Some just need a little help. So we see so many people that are going to the blood bank, staying at a hotel down the street, riding bicycles, and also getting off the buses. So like I said, we just kind of looked around and said, you know what, this is our neighborhood, and we want to be good neighbors and help those that are in need and help them in an immediate way. So the beauty part of this is that they can get coats, gloves, scarves, backpacks, different things, and they can get them 24/7. You know, you have a lot of organizations in town which are all wonderful, and but a lot of them close at 5 o'clock. So, you know, we have a lot of stories of people, you know, in the middle of the night or, you know, late in the evenings, you know, when it just starts snowing or getting really cold, that they've got the coats out there that they can pick up. And so I think that's the beautiful part of this, is that it goes immediately to the person when they need it. So it's just really just a little cog in the wheel of what all the organizations in town, I think, are doing. Everybody has a little part to play, you know? So that's our part. And so, like I said, we just, every day, we have wonderful, kind people that are dropping off things.
Really?
Yeah. So it is really a beautiful thing to see. We also have started working with other organizations. One of them is Kyla's Closet, and it's at the Connecting Grounds. Okay. They provide services to home challenged and provide items that are free. So when we have items, for instance, right now I have some long sleeve dress shirts, and I have some jackets, have some little children's coats, things that really wouldn't work out there on the rack. So I take them to Kyla's, and then they're able to share those. So we kind of all help each other. We also have several local businesses that are joining in and doing drives at their businesses. One of them is Piano Craft. And so they've been bringing things. So it's just kind of one of those things. Also something that I don't know if you knew about. Two other businesses have taken up the torch. And one of them is Affordable Autos downtown on Kearney. And another one is Arts Subs over in Nixa. And they kind of saw what we were doing, and they called me and said, hey, do you mind if we do the same thing, use the same sign? And we're like, we're all about that, please. You know, any other business that can do this would be wonderful. So that news kind of spread, and now they're doing that as well. Mm-hmm. There are thousands and thousands of coats that come through here. And we also have a van now that we use that's dedicated. It's called the Street Aid Van. And in the back of it, I have boxes of gloves and hats and things. So if someone comes through, like, during the day, and they'll come to the front, they'll say, I'm really, really cold. Can you help me? And I'll go out to the van, and then I'll fit them up with gloves, scarf, hat, backpack, socks, hand warmers, whatever they need. Pretty much everywhere I go, I was at a come and go the other day and buying something, and I had a Carfi jacket on, and the girl said, oh my, you know, you're the company that does the coat thing. Yeah. And I said, yeah,
that's thank you so much.
And then my husband was at his barber shop the other day, And a man came in and said, "Hey, you're the Carify guy that does the street aid." And he said, "Let me bring you a coat." So he went out to his car and brought a coat in. So we have that happening a lot where people are just... Aww. I think it just sparked a lot of kindness in the community. That's mm-hmm. that's the big thing for me yeah. that I've seen that really makes me happy.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you kind of put some coats out there if you get them donated. But most of all, you said it's self-sustaining. So you see people out there.
People are out there every day bringing in coats or just dropping off coats. And dropping that's the good off. Thing, too, is that for the community, they don't have to go during certain hours to drop off something. Yeah. They can just pull up, drop it off, and off they go.
Yeah. Yeah. And how many do you think, could you put a number on how many, like a week or how many a day?
Well, last season. we did a count one season, the first season, and last year we just totally gave up counting. However, you know, in a season, it's easily 5,000 coats now, easily 5,000 coats. And that's not including all the gloves and scarves and socks, which are really, really needed when they're out there in the cold. And I myself go out there sometimes and stock it. Well, right now our guys, all of our salesmen will go out and help. But I've been out there many times standing out there myself, freezing and thinking, oh my God, I can imagine being out here walking in this cold, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I go out there and hang some gloves and scarves and things. Yeah. And within just a couple of hours, they're gone. Yep. Well, we started in the 1st of November, end of October.
Yeah, that was
and then good. It will go through until the cold weather stops, which usually is the end of February. Mm-hmm. So a good, four solid months wow. to 4.5 months mm-hmm. of activity that's going on out there. Yeah.
Okay. So this is just mostly all just people dropping it off. And then did you say the companies drop it off too?
Piano Craft is doing a drive at their business and they put the word out and the Senior Citizen Center did a drive and brought the coats to them. So it's kind of like now they're a little hub that's getting coats and then we go pick them up.